from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We go to 2 weeks. We go to two teams each. I'm really excited to see Max set the tone here. If you're okay with that, you're the leader of this show.
Yeah,
Bob.
I don't care.
Matt, alrighty. Who are your two AFC teams that represent for the championship game?
I like the
game?
Youthful exuberance where he's going to pick somebody with a nice young quarterback like Caleb Williams.
And then you got two in it. Who represents the NFC championship game? Who represents the AFC championship game? 913-586-7965.
You can call in. If you call in and tell us who the teams are that are representing the AFC and the NFC, we'll be very happy with you. So feel free to call in and let us know. We want to hear your voice on the radio. So I'm tired of ours.
First one of the AFC stuff. Easy. Chiefs. Great.
Yeah.
Seventh time in a row.
Wow. You're really going out on a limb there, Mac. Wow.
And then this is a little hotter. I know, Bob, you and I are big on this team right now. Houston Texans.
That's exactly what I got for the AFC championship
great.
Game.
We're lock and key. Yeah, give me the Texans.
Makes me want to change my opinion, though.
Oh, yeah,
Too
I know.
Too many people now like Houston.
I know. No, I know.
No, it becomes one of those things, right?
I get it.
You know, like Houston. Houston means I'm one day. But anyway.
Like, wait, we all like Houston? That's it makes me nervous.
It makes you
I
nervous. Like, anytime the betting public is in favor of somebody, I'm like, uh-oh.
And like you said, that's the young quarterback, right? That's the young shiny object. Well, I'm doing the same in the NFC, the other shiny object. Give me Jordan Love. He's the MVP of the NFL next year. I've been touting it for the last few weeks. He's going to represent part of the NFC there over there. And then, like, give me I'll go San Francisco. I don't feel good about it, though.
Why?
I think there's a big chance of implosion there. Mm. I don't like the contract situation with Ayuk. Debo's going to have to get a contract after this year. They're going to have to pay Kittle soon. I just think
probably should pay McCaffrey more.
Brock Purdy not paid yet.
Yeah.
You've been on the doorstep so many times.
49ers just need to hire Brian Flores and let Purdy know how he really is as a quarterback, right?
Ooh, that guy's a Richard.
That guy's a douchebag.
Yeah, dude, that guy's a Richard.
Remember when he got fired and everybody was complaining that he got fired? Maybe you should know the whole story before you complain about why somebody gets fired.
It's weird
because
how the media jumps on a story immediately.
Yeah, immediately. And then Tua comes out and goes, that guy, I mean, like, Tua
that guy
did not
sucked.
Hold back at all on that guy. He was a miserable human being to those guys. You can't be like that as a coach.
Praise be to Levitard. He'll always get you to the truth.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. What'd you think of Flores? Yeah, that guy was a douche.
Okay. That guy was a bag, dude.
Yeah, like, seriously.
So you've got Green Bay and who in the NFC?
San Fran.
Okay, Green Bay winning, going to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
And then you have the Chiefs in Houston. Chiefs winning going to the Super Bowl. Yep.
Oh, a rematch of Super Bowl one.
To win exactly a three-peat. Right. Oh, the script is getting into Max's head.
Yeah, I know it is. It's good.
All right. So you have Houston.
I've got Kansas City and Houston in the AFC coming out. Like,
love it.
I want to go Cincinnati. I'm just not sure about Joe Burrow right now.
I
need to see it for a while. And these are obviously, you know, as the season goes along, things will change, right? But I just need to see Joe Burrow, man, like I do. And yesterday, for the first time this year, we see Justin Herbert on the field. I'm not sold on Buffalo right now. Like, I just love Houston. I love DeMeco Ryans. I love CJ Stroud. I think they're going to be a really good football team. And then in the NFC, I've got the San Francisco 49ers taking on Detroit in the NFC Championship game. Kansas City Detroit Super Bowl for me.
So like a rematch Detroit in the NFC. NFC. Yeah.
Like, yeah, a little bit like of a that. Rematch in the NFC. I like Detroit. I do. I like their uniforms. Yeah. I like their coach. And the more
I like their uniform.
I do.
Yeah, you like that? You like that blue and silver?
Oh, it's beautiful. The Honolulu blue. I mean, it's just Detroit as a sports city has some of the best combination of uniforms in all sports, save the Pistons. I like you like the Pistons uniforms?
Not really.
No,
their old ones were great. The new ones suck.
I'm trying to think like what the Pistons uniforms even look like.
I like the
right
Grant
now.
Hill like era ones, like the little like teal green with the fiery P of the Pistons.
You like those? Oh,
I like it better than the Ben Wallace ones with like Rip Hamilton, the Malice, and the you know what I mean? Like those I didn't really like because they just like red, black, and blue. But the like teal with like the fiery little horse or whatever it was, that was
like the
cool.
early 2000s. Like let's make these futuristic type uniforms.
Right? Yeah.
And as days go by, I don't know, like maybe I'm just trying to dig in because nobody wants to give Jared Goff credit, but like that guy's been nothing but a winner. I mean, he's taken Detroit to new heights. He took the, no pun intended, Travis, he took the Rams to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, that guy's a pretty good quarterback and nobody ever wants to give that cat any credit whatsoever. So maybe there's like part of that that I'm rooting for Detroit with. So Kansas City, Detroit for me.
And then Kansas City just becomes the ultimate hated franchise because they beat the one team that everybody wants to see finally get a prize of the puzzle.
I don't necessarily sense the hate for the Chiefs like I did for the Patriots and the Yankees because they're not hateable. Nobody has a punchable face on this team.
Fair. I mean, you say that here.
I was going to say, man, I'm coming from Nashville. I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you say that in this town. Okay. So there's always somebody that, like, it's always different. I mean, obviously, it's been the Chiefs most often than not in the AFC. I'm going to go, give me the road of the three-peat to be the sweetest nectar of the end zone, as Mitch Holtis would say here on 96.5 The
what
Fan.
What does the end zone nectar taste like in
I'll
your
I'll never
world?
Know.
Is it like that apricot nectar that you used to
I
give as
know,
a kid?
But I just hope they keep getting drunk on it in the Chiefs organization.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Chiefs, Cincinnati, and Arrowhead one more time.
One more time.
Wow. One more time.
Okay.
I like it. I think Cincinnati has got finally to the point where they've been broken and now they've built themselves back. I think the reason that they're seeing Joe Burrow kind of hold back, it's because they want to make sure that they can get this run. This is their window. It's closing fast. Give me Cincinnati, Kansas City, in the AFC Championship game.
Don't we all really secretly want that again, though?
Yes.
Like that's the best rivalry in football.
That's
in Arrowhead. You do want it.
Because if you do that, you then bury the Ravens, bury the Bengals, bury the Bills, and it's like, okay, Houston, now it's your turn. You're seeing what's coming up next. And the NFC side of things, I like Green Bay and Detroit.
Okay, so
I
split.
Do. So I like Green Bay and Detroit. I think Detroit wins. I like Dan Campbell versus Andy Reid, and I like Andy Reid to win over Dan Campbell and to win the three-peat against Detroit, against the team that everybody's hoping and winning and really rooting for, and it's Kansas City winning a three-peat, breaking the hearts of the entire nation because everybody will want to see Detroit win a Super Bowl.
No, of course they will. Everybody will be rooting for Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put out those maps, you know, where they put the colors of every state and who
red,
teams are rooting
Missouri,
for.
Kansas.
That's
blue.
It. Blue. Everywhere else. Everybody
like
will be rooting.
Map.
Yeah. Everybody rooting for the Lions in that Super Bowl. I just want to see Dan Campbell at Super Bowl week. Like, I think that'll be very entertaining to see him on the national stage and kind of get the love. Not that he's not getting the love already, but even more love being on the national stage. And then the Chiefs go in there and just kind of rip the rug out from underneath them and three-peat and do it in grand fashion too. Like, blow them out in the Super Bowl. So the second half we can all just sit back and enjoy what we're seeing. So I think it'd be good. I think a Green Bay Detroit NFC Championship game would be money.
That'd
man.
Be fun.
That'd be great.
So fun.
Yeah.
NFC North rivalry, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Green Bay finally gets back. Detroit finally gets there.
Yeah.
And then the AFC side, it's like, oh, God, Kansas City
again.
And Cincinnati.
Cincinnati
again.
And Kansas City for the third time. I mean, even the least Chiefs fan and Bengals fan in the world can sit back and go,
oh, yeah,
that's what we want.
They want that.
You want that championship game. You need that championship game. I like the fact that you guys all understand you don't work for ESPN and have to say the Jets in the AFC championship game.
No, I don't. Can their quarterback even get to that point in the season?
None of us said Baltimore.
Well, they haven't shown that they're capable of getting to that game, you know? And well, they did last year, that's obviously, at home, yeah. But like, I love Lamar, but man, you gotta prove it more than just, you know, for a hot second. Nobody said Cleveland?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Baltimore would be my second team, though.
What other teams are we supposed to be rooting for this year, according to the national networks, besides the Jets and Cleveland? Is there any others that, like, they're falling in love with? Dallas? Nobody mentioned Dallas.
No. Arizona?
Oh, I know. Atlanta.
Atlanta, Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah. Although I am kind of rooting for Kirk Cousins because I saw his playlist and I was like, this is almost the exact same playlist as one of mine on my phone.
Seriously? Where did you see it? I'd like to look at it. A lot of good dad rock?
It's a lot of just like what I listen to.
All right.
It was like Newfound Glory, Blink-182.
Oh, no way.
I'll share it. I'll send it to you guys during the break because we've got to go to a break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.